This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. It's been 1 year this month since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. Last year during the civil war there, oil production came to a halt. But as Marketplace's David Gura reports, Libya's main business is back in business.
Libya isn't the world's biggest oil producer, but Paul Sullivan, a professor at Georgetown, says it's got a lot of the good stuff, light sweet crude.
It's a lot less expensive to refine a light sweet crude into gasoline and diesel fuel than the heavier crudes.
Since the 60s, Libya has exported most of that oil to Europe. Italy is one of the country's biggest customers. But during the Civil War, many analysts wondered what would happen to Libya's energy sector. Robin Mills is an oil and gas consultant based in Dubai.
I think a lot of people expected that the revolution and the war would really damage the oil production.
But they didn't seem to. Libya is producing about 1.6 million barrels a day, just shy of what it was before the fighting began. Paul Sullivan at Georgetown says all the combatants understood the importance of oil to Libya.
It's not a diversified economy, and clearly both sides in the battle were probably thinking about what's going to happen afterward. We really don't want to ruin everything.
Today, many foreign-owned oil companies are returning to Libya. Sarah Emerson runs Energy Security Analysis.
You know, it's not like some of the other, like the Persian Gulf countries, where there isn't a lot of foreign investment already. It was there, and it appears to be coming back.
Even though the government said it doesn't intend to issue new contracts for a year or two, still, Libya has what the oil industry calls significant downside risks. Case in point, the attack that killed U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens last month. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.